Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Are you afraid when there is any change in your life? To be honest, I am. I don't like changes. I like to plan everything in advance, and I hope things can stick to my plan. But, you know, they can't, since the world is changing all the time. So every time when I can't follow my plan, I would just become anxious because I don't know what to do next. Well, what are the right ways and attitudes when you are facing inevitable changes? Let's move to today's sentence and see what it tells us. Seeing the change happening, but not getting too swept away by it. That means not getting too caught up in all of the information that's flying around. Not getting too caught up in our internal thoughts, but instead being able to step back. 今天的句子呢，其实是三个小小的短句连成的一个长句子哦。那我们先来看看有哪些可以连音的部分。第一个呢是 swept 跟 away 可以连音念作 swept away。再来呢是 caught 跟 up 可以做连音念作 caught up。再来最后一个可以连音的部分呢是 all 跟 off 连音念作 all of。接下来看到可以注意发音的单字 internal。这个单字呢看起来很长，我们可以分作三个音节念，重音呢放在第二个音节，念作 internal。再来要注意的发音为单字 thought，T-H-O-U-G-H-T， 中 O-U 念作嘴巴微张的 O 的音，整个单字念作 thought。练习完发音的部分，那我们来看看今天要介绍的单字吧。今天要介绍的单字一样有三个，那我们先从第一个 sweep 开始看起。 sweep 为动词，意思是带走、卷走。那要特别注意的是，它的动词三态变化为 sweep、swept、swept， 它是不规则变化，所以使用的时候要特别小心哦。那在今日的句子中 ，sweep away 意思是被情绪淹没。那我们来看看以下的例句 ：Sally was swept away by her sister's excitement. Sally 被她妹妹的兴奋所感染。接下来进入到今天的第二个单字，第二个单字为片语 ，be or get caught up in something， 意思是陷入、卷入、纠缠到某个事物当中。For example, she chose not to take sides because she didn't want to get caught in the argument between her parents. 她选择不选边站，因为她不想卷入父母的争执当中。所以卷入争执当中可以说 get caught in the argument。进入到我们今天的最后一个单字咯，最后一个单字为 internal， 刚才在发音的时候有提过这个单字。Internal 呢，它是形容词，意思是内在的、内部的。以 IN 开头的字有向内，在什么什么之中的意思。例如 inland 意思就是内陆的。那 internal 的相反词呢，就是把 IN 替换成 EX。External 意思是外部的、外在的。那今天的句子中提到的用法是 internal thoughts。意思是内在想法，但是呢，我们在日常生活中比较会更常会说的是 inner thoughts， 而不是 internal thoughts 哦。那我们来看看例句吧。You can write down your internal thoughts through a diary. 你可以透过日记将内在想法写下来。不知道大家有没有写日记的习惯呢？我其实呢是今年才开始写日记的，但是我还是没有办法坚持天天写，所以呢，只有在思绪混乱啊，或是有特别事情发生的时候才会写日记哦。如果啊，你是那种365天天天都写日记的人，可以在下方留言跟我分享哦。我超级佩服这种人了，太有毅力了吧。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. How do you deal with the changes in your life? Are you also like me, who faces changes with anxiety? But I realize that changing is not always a bad thing. It all depends on how you think of it. Well, share your ideas with us by leaving comments below. And don't forget to practice today's sentence. See you next time!